It is time to bring in a woman that doesn't have to worry about 20-some degree temperatures, Dr. Judy Workman and Food for Mood. Judy, of course, is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com, and also author of Simon Loses His Tummy, and she is basking in the warmth. Good morning, Dr. Workman.
It is true. It is warm. And I keep wishing that the warmth would sort of migrate up north with the birds who are already there and wondering why they left Miami.
Yeah, no, but it isn't. Are you getting any rain down there, though?
It poured yesterday, but then it stopped.
Okay.
You know, not anything unusual, just one of those tropical downpours that lasted about a half hour. That was all.
Because it's been dry, dry, dry as far as I'm
concerned. Yeah. Thanks. But it should be raining more. We really are. And I think all this semi-drought. But, you know, it can change. Last summer, it rained so much, including, you know,
right.
the hurricanes, that nobody complained about there being a drought. So it probably will rain a lot this summer. Anyway, I don't know what inspired me to write what I was writing about. I think just sort of frustration at the hand-wringing over the increase in obesity and why nobody seems to be getting thinner and why the country's getting fatter. And all of a sudden, you know, in the middle of sort of thinking about what to write about, I recalled something that I had heard at a meeting really, Jill, decades ago. But it always stuck in my mind, and there was a remark made by, I don't think he's working anymore, he's retired, but then a well-known, respected researcher in obesity who turned to a group of us who were, you know, talking about various interventions, including weight loss drugs, and he said, you know, you all think that once you put some kind of intervention into place, be it, you know, the perfect diet or the perfect drug or, you know, the perfect surgery or what have you, that obesity is not going to come back. And he said, listen, it's a chronic disease like depression, like alcoholism, like autoimmune diseases, or even like multiple sclerosis or psoriasis or Crohn's disease. You know, they are there, and you treat them, and you may have the patient go into remission for a very long time. So you think the disease is gone. Like, you treat the obesity, and the person may not gain a pound for maybe decades, and then it comes back. Because he said, you're dealing with, you know, a complicated disease that has brain effects, you know, physical effects, and nothing is going to work permanently. All you can hope is that it stays in remission and doesn't have a, quote, a flare-up, you know, weight gain, you know, drinking again, a horrible rash, some kind of a physical debilitation due to MS. You just hope you don't have the flare-up, but if it occurs, you're not surprised. And nobody, and it was really shocking to me all these decades later, nobody has really talked, you know, taken up that viewpoint. Because if you hear what people say, oh, you know, we're going to understand the underlying pinnings of obesity. Is it genetic, or is it you're eating too much sugar, or that you're eating too much fat, or that your mother fed you, I don't know, too many Cheerios when you were 2 years old? You would think that people act as if they'll find the reason why people get fat, and they'll be able to deal with it and eliminate obesity totally. And that's such an unrealistic point of view. I mean, I was talking to my husband about alcoholism. We have a friend, an old friend, who unfortunately started drinking again. And, you know, I said to my husband, well, why can't somebody find out what's going on with him, and deal with it? And he's had struggled with this problem. He said nobody still, after all these years, understands really what's going on when people are fail to maintain abstinence when they're alcoholics. And yet nobody says to an alcoholic when that person, you know, stops drinking and goes back to an AA meeting or into rehab, oh, there you go again. Of course, you're going to start drinking as soon as you go through your AA meetings. We know that. We're not going to pay any attention. We're not going to support you. You know, on the contrary, people are so supportive. Oh, you know, thank goodness you're going to AA again. Is there anything we can do? You know, you want to come talk to us? You know, we're so supportive when somebody begins to go into recovery again. But what do we say when somebody is fat and goes on a diet? Oh, there she goes again. She thinks this diet can work. Well, you know, it's not going to work. Oh, he's on another diet. But, you know, he's on the high-protein, paleo, whatever diet. You know he's going to gain weight again. Or why should we care what that person eats and trying to maintain his weight? You know he's going to gain weight again, right?
Yeah, I think
we're so unsympathetic.
I think that also what has happened is, drip, drip, it's the water torture effect. Is that people have, over the last two decades, basically become absolutely encouraged, I mean, almost lured away from common sense when it comes to these things.
Right.
Into just more extreme, like, okay, weight loss, you know, standing there in that extra weight loss real quick, this. And because of the constant barrage of marketing, and Lord knows, the basic stuff that at this point our grandparents taught us, which is like now four generations away, of basic nutrition and managing this stuff is so out the window.
Right.
That it opened the door, if you will, to just what I'm undiplomatically describing as lunacy.
Yeah, and you know, and I really blame the physicians for this also. And the reason I ask is, I'll say something personal. I developed in my later life a autoimmune skin disease called psoriasis. You see it advertised, you know, medicines advertise for it all the time. And thank God, I'm on a medication that thank goodness, you know, that has prevented flare-ups so far. And I was talking to my dermatologist once. Oh, you know, I'm so good. My skin's clear. You know, this is it. I'm cured. She turned to me and she said, you are never cured. She said, the reason that you don't have any problems right now is because you're taking this medication. But you will never be cured of this disease. All you can hope for is that every single day you won't have a flare-up. And after this day is gone, you hope the next day you don't have a flare-up. And I see you twice a year, and you know, et cetera. Okay, but why? No physician has ever said that to somebody who was obese and lost weight. You think you're cured? Uh-uh. You know, you are always there and vulnerable to a flare-up, to weight gain. You may be under stress. You may change your job. You may suddenly find that, I don't know, your eating has changed for some reason. You are always vulnerable to weight gain. That's your flare-up. No physician ever says that. No physician ever says, oh, okay, you've now lost your weight. I want you to come back every 6 months. We just want to check things, make sure things are all right, talk to you about anything in your life that might potentiate weight gain. You know, is there something going on in your life that makes you out of control? And if there is, I'm not going to punish you by saying, oh, you have no right to gain weight, but I'm going to right now send you to a dietitian, send you to a physical therapist or a trainer so that you can start exercising because you've stopped exercising, put you on a weight loss drug because you're going through a period in which you can't stop yourself from eating. So for 2 weeks, you can take this drug, get yourself back in control, and then, you know, maintain your weight again. I have never heard of any program, any place that says, okay, when you find yourself going through the flare-up, if I see a rash on my arm, I would call my dermatologist like yesterday, right? Because I don't want a whole body rash, which I've had. But if I see myself, if I've lost weight, gaining 5 or 10 pounds and thinking, uh-oh, and I can't stop myself, I would never, who would I call and say, gee, Dr. So-and-so, I think I'm gaining weight again. What should I do? And the answer would probably be, oh, eat less and exercise more. Nobody has ever instigated a preventive measure at the time when the person is losing control and sees himself gaining weight. If I were a drinker, an abstinence, and I found myself having a few extra drinking at a social occasion thinking, uh-oh, here I go again, I would have a sponsor to call. You know, who would say, I would say, okay, I'm losing control, and that sponsor would come over and help me. Who does a person call when that person sees that there is a weight gain flare-up?
No,
nobody.
Nobody. In fact, you tend to
they won't do anything.
Yeah, you either that or try to hide it. Anyway.
That's right.
This is a long...
Anyway, maybe we can change something. I hope not. But anyway, I think at least understand what the problem is.
Right.
So have a good week.
Thank you very much, Dr. Okay. Judy Wertman, Food for Mood.
And, of course, you can hear Judy Wertman with Food for Mood every Thursday morning live and also online at robinhoodradio.com. Click on Demand. Click on Food for Mood with Dr. Judy Wertman.